I didn't get too many amens, but I understand that because some of us just hear the word primarily with our ears. But you got to have the spirit of this of yourself to be able to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we the Apostle Paul talked to Timothy about sometimes you're going to preach the word, they're going to have tinkling ears, meaning they just want to hear something good. They want to hear something to appease them in their lifestyle they're living. But sometimes you understand, the Bible said, hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. And sometimes the meat of the word, as it gets down into the spirit of a man, it helps us in our spiritual walk with the Lord. Amen. Not just a feel good and drive by, but it makes us get a better person of being in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm not going to, I need your help. I need your help. See, sometimes folk don't understand something in preaching and teaching the word of God. It has to do with the appetite of those who are going to receive. The appetite. What are you here for? You know, you look nice. That's you already look at yourself several times in the mirror. So you all right. You satisfied because you're here. So now our focus would be on hearing what God has to say through his word. And then you will be able to understand that the word of God, which come across to you, will be beneficial to you in your daily walk with the Lord. Now, if you haven't been walking with God through all week long, don't expect for God to just fill you up. In the book of Mark, if you would turn there, those of you who have your Bibles, Mark 12:28. We'll start reading there. We'll go from there as we preach and teach to you. I've mentioned this before, and I'll say it again, and I don't mean any harm by saying it, but I'm just going to say it. I never know who I'm going to preach to Sunday after Sunday. Just never know who's going to be here. Amen. Just never know. Let me tell you something. That's not a good feeling as a pastor. It's not a good feeling as a pastor who never know who might be here. They might be or they might not. You never know. I'm asking you to please be persistent in the things of God. In the book of Mark, the 12th chapter, the 20th verse, you'll find these readings. I'm reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. It says, then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reason together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is first commandment of all? Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is hear. You hear that? One of the first commandments is hear, O Israel, that the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second like is this. You shall have created in me the holy disparity of the Lord. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. The first commandment and the second is like is this. You shall love the God, your neighbor, as yourself.
Yes, yes.
There is none other commandment greater than these. Amen. Amen. You may be seated if you can. We have been teaching and preaching to you about loving God his way. Loving God his way. Loving God his way. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen, amen, amen.
Because there is a way that is pleasing to him. There is a way that's pleasing to him. Not of ourselves, but that which is pleasing to God. We mentioned on last time the declining reverence of those who proclaim to love God. For the Bible speaks of, and last time we talked about, that some people have left their first love. You left their first love. I declare unto you this day that it's even logical that some relationship and experience that we have with God has no evidence of the power of God even exists. Some of us know what I'm talking about. You go through life just challenge after challenge, and you have no overcoming power. So your relationship is challenged today, and you should ask the question, am I loving God the way he desires to be loved? We further had thoughts around the passage which established that the Lord our God is one God. This is a brief summary in a Christianity containing the first principles of faith is obedience to God. God of Israel is the only living and true God. He is the only God. But one God, now listen, there can be other gods that we allow to come in our lives. We can put other things ahead of our God. I ain't getting too many amens, but that's all right. Many people don't understand that you can make different things in life your God. Your children can be your God. Amen. Your clothes, your occupation, your cars and your house and different things, that could be your God. You give more loyalty and more reverence to that than you do God. You spend more time doing those things, more time thinking about those things, more time giving energy to those things than you actually do to the God you proclaim to be your all in all. For there is one God, the mediator between God and man. In 1 Timothy 2:5, it says, this man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. There is only one God. Even Jesus let us know that he and the Lord is one. No difference between the two. They are one. Loving God is a way of showing where we are in our relationship of who he is and what we profess about him. Yeah. Isn't it sad to see that some people who can talk good God but act like the devil? Yeah, look out now. Come on now. They talk a good God. They sound like they know the Lord. They reverence God in the things they say, but their actions are far different from what they say. I know I'm preaching to myself this morning. People will say we love the Lord with all our soul and with all our life and everything, but their faithfulness in the things of God requires some things of us. Yes. If you say you love the Lord, there's some things God requires of you. There's some expectations God has because you say you love him. Hallelujah. While loving the Lord with all your heart has to do with the affection. We talked about that. But loving the Lord with all your soul is due with your devotion. Loving God with all your heart. See, a lot of people love God with all their heart, but what is your heart made of? You can love him with all your heart, but you can have a mean, hateful heart. But you're still loving the Lord with that heart. Y'all ain't getting that here. You know how some people tell me, I love you, but love, you don't act like you love me, though. Come on here, somebody. I know what I'm talking about. People will use the word love, and even in their heart, they really mean that what they say. But we got to examine, what kind of heart do you have? Yes, sir, Pastor. What is your heart made of? Hallelujah. How many know that you can look at people, some people so bound up, yeah. Can't even smile, can't even give, can look like they're just mad with the world. Pick and choose who you're going to love. How many know the Lord say, how can you love me who you have never seen? And you talking about you hate one another. How many know that if you got love of God in your heart, you can embrace anybody? Hallelujah. I don't care. You can embrace your enemy with love. They can hate you, but you can still love them anyway. Some people going around talking about, I just love everybody. Quit lying. And then you ain't lying in many ways because you love them with that devilish heart. Preach Scott. While loving the Lord with your heart, like I said, it requires loving the Lord with your heart is affection. But now, here's what we need to talk about, the devotion side. How many of you realize that the soul defines who we are in the Lord? Because it's in the inner parts. It's the inner works that make up us who we truly are. It's the inner things. And guess what happened? Those inner things will eventually come out. That again, with somebody who don't have no love in, eventually that thing gonna come out. If you've been perpetrating and putting on and being hypocrisizing and going through different things like you love somebody, how many know if you don't like them and hate them, that thing gonna soon come out. And it ain't no slips either. That's what's in you. Hallelujah. You can perpetrate all you want, go through all the emotion, and you act like a certain way, but sooner or later, that hatefulness, that bitterness inside you going to come out. But if you put love in there, guess what's coming out? Love coming out of there, if that's what you're putting in there. So you got to understand something, saints of God. Your devotion come in spending time with the Lord. You got to stay with me and understand how many this morning to love the Lord with all your soul means to love him the way we love God. Loving God with all your soul is a yearning to live that pleases him. Your desire is to please God in every situation. I want to please God in this. I want God to be pleased when I leave this assignment. Whatever that this assignment is, when I walk away from it, God, were you pleased with how I dealt with it? Because all of us have different assignments at different times, and they come in to test to see where we are. Am I preaching here? Somebody understand what I'm talking about. It appears that it's just a regular routine thing, but sometimes God is saying, you failed the assignment. You failed the assignment. And failing the assignment coming not showing what's truly what God is putting in your heart. We got to understand something, that loving the Lord with all your soul, you got to understand that when this yearning is passionate, desire to do whatever is necessary to bring glory to him, not to make you look like you're a Christian, but it brings glory to the Father, because everything that you do in the name of the Lord is not going to be pleasing to everybody else. How many know some people rather hear a lie than to hear the truth? You sure look good in that dress. And no, you don't. No, you don't. And you know you're lying. And in your mind, you be saying, Lord, the dress is fine, but it just ain't your dress. Y'all ain't following me here. How many know it can look good on the shelf, but it ain't got to look good on me? Y'all follow what I'm saying? Yeah. y'all can act like you want to, but I'm going to preach like I want to, too. You see, sometimes you got to know your body. And everything that goes on your body don't always fit your body. It fits somebody's body, but it don't fit your body. Am I speaking the truth here? And you tell me, oh, that looks so nice on you. Yeah, the dress looks nice, but it don't look nice on you. That's the truth. That's the truth. But now I can lie and say some things to make it sound good, but how many know sometimes it's better not say anything? Don't even make reference to it. And you have to speak to your mind, and we're going to talk about the mind a little later on. You got to speak to your own mind. Hallelujah, somebody. How many know that there's some things going on in your mind? You got the address. This passionate desire to do whatever is necessary to bring glory and honor to God. It was the mother of Jesus who said, my soul done magnify the Lord. Oh, y'all ain't following me here. See, Mary understood something, that God was doing something with her to bring on Jesus. And when she got all that understanding of knowing what God was doing, guess what she said? It's not my reverence to him, but she said, my soul. Something on the inside done happened that my soul done magnify the Lord. Some of us won't even magnify the Lord with our parts of our body. But she said, in the depths of the inside of what God is doing in me, my soul cry out, hallelujah, God. My soul done magnify the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. She couldn't hold it. Yes, sir. Jeremiah said it like this. Fire. It was like fire. Yeah. Shut up in me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. See, anybody know anything about sometime when you just thinking about the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Some things that on the inside of you start to churn on the inside. You still feel the same, but something begin to happen on the inner part. You begin to move around some things on the inside. You forget about those circumstances and situations, but God is working a work on the inside. That's why your soul gonna magnify it. Regardless of how you feel, your soul is happy to know that the Lord is with you, and you're gonna rejoice and magnify him in spite of my situation. Boy, if I did a survey in here, all of us got something. All of us dealing with something. But you got to check your soul. Where your soul at? Is your soul satisfied in the ways of the Lord? Hallelujah. You may not be feeling good on your outer parts, and your body may not feel good, but your soul can be right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yearning.
Yes, sir.
Mary said, I love the way this thing reading Luke 1:46. She said, who says, my soul done magnify the Lord. Our lifestyle is built around how our soul strives to please God. The inward parts, that thing which drives us to make us want to do what we do. What is that like? What drives us? What drives us, saints of God? Well, I'm telling you, if you don't want to answer, I'm going to help you on this one. I tell you what drives some of us. It's called money, 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 money.
Look out, boy. Look out, boy.
Didn't OJ said it well? Yes, money, 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 money. Money. What drives you? What drives you to do what you do? Y'all missed that. What drives you to do what you do? Now, when we leave here today, how many know that the hunger of the flesh want to be fed that drives us to eat?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got to tell you. You just, look here, it's time to eat, y'all. Am I witness this? And we're telling them, if y'all ain't going to eat now, I'm ready myself. That inner part of you, that thing that's within you, drives you to get yourself satisfied. How many know that if you got a soul that's driving toward the things of God, sometimes you have to press yourself through some things to satisfy the appetite of which they get your soul right with God? A lot of people don't see the soul as being so critical in their life because their soul is out there anywhere doing all manner of things, and they don't know what direction their own soul going into. I know I'm preaching. I know I'm preaching. You don't even know your own soul because you're driven by this, you're driven by that, you're driven by all these things. But see, and you want to say you're Christian, but that's not your driving force. Why is it not your driving force? Because your driven force in Christianity is just partially with one portion of your life, a couple of hours on Sunday. That's your driving force. I've done my Christianity. That's my Christianity. I did my Christian stuff. Now my soul is all over the place. But when it comes to doing this, your soul can't rest in the things of God because it's not saturated with God. You're not saturated with God because it's every place. You're driven by all these things. Listen, I got to go to work. I got to be on time. I got to work 8 hours. They're offering overtime. I got to get some overtime. Ain't no amens. The truth can stand alone, though. The truth can stand by itself. I got to get this. I can see where I can gain this right here. I got to have this. I seen this. I want this. Soul scattered over the place. But Mary said, my soul is focusing on magnifying the Lord. My direction, all that I do, is coming toward giving God reverence and glory. See, what we have in our society today is people seem like I dress up and come to a building. I've given God what he's rightfully due. But then we'll say that I bless his name for all time. I'll continue to let his praise come. Oh, I love the Lord. See, we're going to find out that that's your emotion. That's not where your soul lies. Anybody can work up a good lather of emotion. Everybody can work up a good hole.
Yeah, see that.
You can work up a good lather of emotion, but your devotion is what drives your lifestyle. Y'all ain't following me here. See, you got to understand something. The song we sing about, I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus, that's for some people, that's just a song. But for somebody, that's a lifestyle. I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. My soul was in that direction. I'm going to take my time and preach it this morning. It's just now about 20 minutes to 12. They ain't got the spider heart yet. And some of y'all don't know what a spider is. That's a frying pan. You know, young people, what he talking about a spider? It's black. It got seasoning in it already because you ain't have cleaned it out the last time. Love the Lord with all your soul,
yes, yes,
by pursuing obedience to his word. Pursuing the obedience to his word. How many know you can't obey the word if you don't know it?
Oh, look out now. Look out now.
You can't obey what you don't know. How many of us have ever got stopped? Some of you, I mean, I'm talking about lying now. I ain't talking about lying. Stay with me. But sometimes you can be driving and you really miss the speed thing might have changed.
Oh, yeah.
It might, you know, the sign, you didn't see that sign.
Yes,
and you still think you still can do 60,
yes,
but it had already changed now to 45.
Uh-huh.
Are y'all following me? I ain't talking about lying now. And then when the man pull you over, you say something like, well, sir, I didn't see it. I didn't see the change. You know, but for some people, they know they seen the change, but they still use that line anyway that they didn't see it. But how many know that for many of us, we really want to do the right thing. But how many know sometimes we can miss the mark? Oh, y'all ain't following me here. See, you got to understand something. Even though your soul get all kind of place, sometimes you have to tell your soul, stand still. You got to tell yourself, somebody know what I'm talking about. When everything's going around you and you want to do a little bit of this and things pulling on you over here and things getting you over here and you can't get people to do right here, it's pulling on. Sometimes you have to tell your soul, stand still.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And see the glory of God. Hallelujah, somebody. John says it in John 14:15. He said, if you love me, you will obey what I command. God, this is God talking now. Listen at what he's saying. He's saying, just like some ladies would say to a man, if you love me,
yeah, yeah,
you will do this. Y'all know I'm not getting into that. I'm not going there.
They know.
But you know what it is. If you love me, there's some things that you expectation.
Yeah.
See, now, here in John 14:15, if you love me, you will obey.
You will.
You will obey what I command. God has given commands simply because of the ones who say they love him. I don't expect for people who don't love the Lord to obey God.
That's right.
But he's saying here, if you say you love me, then you should be obeying me. Now, you can't obey God if you're not seeking out what God wants you to know. Can't obey what you don't know. Am I getting anywhere? Love must be demonstrated.
Look out now.
When we keep his commandments, when we live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, we are to express our love to God and God's people. Expression. Well, you need to ask yourself. Remember last time I told you there's a series of questions. Some of y'all writing, some of y'all ain't doing no writing, but that's okay. You got good memories like that. I told you there's going to be a lot of questions coming to ask yourself. How are you expressing God's love? How are you expressing it? Other than what you say, how are you expressing God's love? How can others see the love of God on what you are demonstrating in your life? Don't miss that, because you walk around here thinking you're doing something because you're saying it. That don't amount to a hill of beans.
Look out, boy.
People saying things all the time. The Pharisees say things, but their heart wasn't in it.
Yes, yes.
Not the heart of Christ anyway. So we need to be able to demonstrate the word of God that we have in us. Let him, listen, let the Lord know the devotion that we have for him is to satisfy, to bring satisfaction in knowing that this place where I am in my life, our devotion is to the highest esteem. There's nothing greater than learning the word of God and learning and knowing what God has, the creator, has created me for. Are you following? Some of you, some of us don't know what God created us for. He didn't create us just to stay here, make babies, have more babies, and just have babies over the place, dress yourself up, eat dinner, and go home. Make a few little dollars and leave this world. That's not what he created us for. He didn't create us for that purpose. He created us with a purpose in mind. But how many of you, here's another question. How many know what God created you for? Because we already know we're going to be here for a little while. Am I right?
Yeah.
If anybody in this room think they're going to be here forever, let me bring some bad news to you. Your time is marked. You're going to leave here. You're going to leave here. But you got to know the period of time God allowed me to be here, what am I here for?
Amen. Amen.
Just to dress up and look good? Social media? Make money? What is it? What has God created me for while I'm here? He created me. I want to know, Lord, why did you create me? That's something we have to diligently seek out for. I'm not going to say what's in my spirit to say, but I want you to ask yourself that question, and you ask God.
Amen.
And God will show you.
That's right.
Devotion to God, there's a reason why unfortunately, we mistake the business of activities and purpose that we do in church as this is what God created us for.
That's right.
This is a sad story. This is a sad commentary that we have allowed ourselves to get into. Our highlight of our spiritual reality, the heighten of it all, is just coming to church. I thank God for the few that comes with us on Wednesday. We had a good discussion on how folk misunderstand what coming to church means. You don't come to church. You bring the church. You come to the building. You bring the church with you. Hallelujah, somebody. See, some people come to church because they think these walls mean that the holiness lies within these walls. The holiness lies within the souls of the bodies that come. Oh, y'all ain't following me here. If God going to receive anything, if God going to receive the aroma of glory from his people, it comes from us. These pews ain't going to send no glory to God. Some of you who sitting down on your loins, ain't got nothing, won't even open your mouth. You ain't seeing God nothing. See, the church have to send aroma to God because that's the purpose of worship, is I want to send something up. Hallelujah. For what the Lord has done for me throughout all this last week, I got another chance in the assembly of the people to come now and offer something to my God. I'm going to send a sweet aroma to God. You may not understand my glory, but I'm going to send it to God, and God knows what I'm sending. And how many know when the blessings of God hit heaven, hallelujah, it can't do nothing but come down and manifest in my daily life. Y'all ain't helping me preach. Somebody understand how this thing works. When God sends something down to you, the devil can't harm it. But you gotta learn to know what you know. Hallelujah. I thank God for brothers who ask each other in the mornings when we come together, how you doing? And that's so meaningful. And the brother said to me this morning, he said, man, don't look like you feel okay. I told him, I said, you know what? This ain't the best time, but this is a time. Thank God for it. Hallelujah. And you know what? Y'all stay with me because you got to understand something. We got to understand that we got to love God with the strength that we do have. Hallelujah, somebody. Don't sit there and talk about I don't feel good. How many know you got, you may not have much, but with all that I do have, Lord, you get all of this.
Hallelujah.
I understand, God, I don't feel good. I don't even like the preacher. And they don't care nothing about nobody around me, but I know who you are. And because of what I got, that little bit I got, God, you get this. If you ever waiting to feel all the way good, you must be about 18 or 17 You ain't got sense enough to feel bad. Hallelujah. So, but for all of us who take one pill, I don't care, not some people, I don't take but one, but you taking that one pill for something, hallelujah, something ain't going right. And sometimes, even though, listen, hallelujah, sometimes, even though it ain't nothing but your stomach ain't want to do right, and that thing start churning and yearning, and it do what it want to do, and you be like, something ain't right. How many know that those things happen because some manifestation of something you put in ain't working right? And you know, all of us know, we don't always put in the right things. Y'all ain't following me here. And see, but thanks be by the grace of God. That's why we can worship God. Lord, I know I ain't did everything right, but you still gave me a chance to be among the living, and I'm going to give you the praise with all that I do have. I want to help somebody. Don't be like the Pharisees who publicly made their devotion selfish serving interests of making themselves look holy. Ain't nothing like seeing somebody trying to perpetrate. They holy. They feel like they're more hallelujah, praise the Lord, they say, behind every hallelujah, praise God. How you doing today? Praise God, hallelujah. It's so good to see you. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Bless his name. You doing all right? Hallelujah. Ask me how you're doing. I'm blessed and highly favored. No, man. I know you're blessed. I want to know how you feel. You perpetrating. You are who you are. We are who we are in the Lord. I'm about there, but I got a few more things. You see, God wants us to understand something about this place we call worship. And the attendance to God versus the devotion to God. See, some of us know we keep attendance in our worship. Let me see how that works. I've been going 3 or 4 Sundays now. I deserve a day off. Yep. Don't act like I'm up here that's preaching out of the side of my neck, because it's the truth, and some of y'all just can't stand the truth. Some of y'all know, you better not get no man, I got perfect attendance. I need me a day off. How you going to take a day off in worshiping God? When our worship is honoring God, this is what it's about. Our worship is offering to him. Offering. Keep that in mind for those of you who keep notes. When we come in worship, we're offering. What are we offering? What are we offering? We're offering, first of all, glory and adoration to him. Praise is offered to God. Praise is offered to God. What else do we offer? We offer our sacrifices from the fruits of our deeds, our works. We offer an offering to the Lord. We offer to God this fellowship, the aroma of fellowshipping one with another. Let me help somebody who run out of here with a benediction. That's part of what you offering God. How many of us love to see our children getting along? Some of y'all don't care where your children get along, huh? Because I know if some of you say, every time I look, y'all fighting about something. Then when you know what next thing we say, y'all better learn how to get along. So we all want to see our children get along. That's what God wants to see. We got to offer God that we can get along. That's what part of worship comes in. When we come with those elements in mind, it sends aroma to God. But some people don't realize that because they miss out on the attendance because of some selfish motive. I can miss a Sunday. I can miss this. I don't have to do it. They'll take care of it. But see, what you're doing, what you don't understand, the Bible said, he said, don't forsake the assembly of yourselves. There's a reason for that. Because you don't know when the movement of the Holy Spirit might be moving and you miss out on your blessing. Y'all ain't got to help me here. See, what I got to understand, I always want to try to put myself in a position where I can be blessed by God. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Put yourself in a position where you want to be blessed by God. At the Carolina Panthers, they have this thing for those of you who have been to a Panthers game, and I know many of you are not Panthers fans, but if you had a chance to be to a Panthers game, they have something they call the AAA customer. The AAA customers at the Panthers game, they're given an opportunity. They said, let all of the cardholders of the Panthers cardholders hold up their cards. And if I'm there, well, now, the distinction is this, that there are many people who are part of AAA, but you don't have a Panthers card. A Panthers card gives you some places that all people are not able to go. So they're saying that if you are a AAA Panthers card holder, hold your card up. Now, years before I got my Panthers card, I had to keep my Panthers card in my wallet. But now that I have a Panthers card, I proudly put up my Panthers card. Y'all ain't following me here. See, what believers got to understand is that you got to let other believers know that I'm not only just a child of God, but I am a blessed and highly favored child of God. So when the blessings come by, I am in a position, y'all ain't following me here, to be blessed by God. Because when I put up my card, the camera will show that there's a card on the big Megatron. Your name come up there. Your face is shown up there. And your card is saying, you have just won. Unfortunately, they never called my name. But at least I was in a position to receive. Believers, you got to put yourself in a position to receive it. Your desires and your reverence and your loyalty is to the Lord. Break this thing down, and I'm finished. The simplicity of all of this, the simplicity of all of this, I know what I was created in the image of God, the holy image of God, of Him, knowing that I am capable, I am not capable within myself, that all I have to do is be in Him, and all things now becomes possible. The deeper truth of God is not going to reveal to the simplicity of mind of those who are not seeking Him, but it's revealed to those who are diligently seeking Him. It says, I have become reliant on the truth of the word, and the power of the Holy Spirit will usher me to the will of the Creator. And only way I'm going to get to know God is I got to be ushered in the Spirit that He show me what God is. Now, I'm going to do a little backtrack. So what do we have first? The Lord our God is the Lord is one. Secondly, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. Now, what about with all your mind? Your mind. The mind, my brothers and sisters, is your intellect. The place where the analysis of figuring out things, planning things, the place where knowledge and understanding and the manipulation to bring things to a conclusion or decision. It all starts in the mind. Watch this. What's in your mind? This place of storage needs to be filtered and cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. How many of you know this morning that the enemy will always start within your mind? Can I speak something to you here? See, you know, anybody ever been sick, and long as other people around you, you fine. But when the devil gets your head up by yourself, he starts putting things through your mind, thinking that you think that this is it. You're getting ready to go out. This thing going to take you down. It's the mind. The devil works on your mind. But the Bible tells us in Romans 12, 2, it says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by what? Renewing your mind. Daily. You got to make that contract daily. Because how many know that thought yesterday, how you were thinking, is gone? You got to renew your mind daily. Let the devil know I'm still standing in the things of God. I still belong to him. I'm still washed in the blood of the Lamb. You got to keep reminding your mind. Loving God with all your mind means that everything we put in us or allowed in our mind is to beneficial of the value of our relationship with God. It's got to be. So we got to filter out all that negativism that try to infiltrate our minds. It try to get there. And how many know that even the devil will try to keep storage of things in the past, and you can't get past those things which are holding you in hostage behind in your mind. That listen, other people done gone on, but in your mind, you still got that thing fresh. They don't like me. They dislike me. They talking about me. Ain't nobody thinking about you. Ain't nobody got their mind. That thing is in the past. You got to renew your mind. Get that stuff out of your mind and live in the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't love the Lord because you got all this mess in your mind. Lord have mercy. You know, that's something that bind up people have to deal with. Things here. Like they can read other people's mind. I know what you're thinking. You do? I have trouble with my own mind sometimes. And you got me pegged out like that? Lord Jesus, y'all know we used to say this. You're going to make me lose my mind. And some of us know we ain't got a whole lot of mind power left. How many of you done got up just like I got up in the night and said, what I get up for? Where I'm going? Then I said, oh, I'm going to get some water. That's where it is. Open the refrigerator. Like, Lord, what I open the refrigerator for? What I come in here for? You ain't got much left. Better love the Lord with that little bit you got. Don't let all that, filter all that mess out of you. You ain't got enough mind to keep all that. Let that thing go. Hallelujah. See, you got to let that thing go because you got to at least know how to get to your car and go home. You just driving around, just putting gas in your car. You're like, where I'm going? Y'all laugh, but the man will do that now. I know I'm not the only one who get up or get ready to do something like, Lord. And you know, you're missing it. Watch this. You got to hold like you're holding your mind. I'm going to think hard. You can't think hard because your mind ain't with it. Can I haste on? Because I do. I'm going to finish this today. With all your strength. You got to love the Lord with all your mind and with all your strength. Loving God with all your strength speak of ultimate expression of our heart, soul, and mind. Being released together, bringing all these things together where they rally together and say it's all about loving God. All your strength, all the little strength you have in your mind, bring it. All that you have in your heart that belongs to God, bring it. It has to come together. It is a time in this part with all your strength. It is the outward expression of what is going on within ourselves to the outside world, to receive what we're saying in our sight, speech, and our physical actions.
Yes, yes.
God bless your body. And you ought to thank him for it. You ought to thank him for it. God bless your body. It's not just that pill helping you stay alive. It's by the grace of God that God give you the strength to walk through those doors.
Yes, yes.
So God gets the glory for that. God gets the glory for keeping the mind power that you have, to keep the love forces that you have, all the strength that you have, everything that physical about it, it comes from the Lord. Listen, the strength of God is kind of like, anybody ever had to build a fire? Build a fire in a fireplace or build a fire somewhere where it burns on one time, you got to poke it and turn it over. That means some stuff still left in it. Y'all ain't following me here. See, some of y'all never experienced that before. The fire look like it's dead. Look like ain't nothing else in it. You with me, Brother Sam?
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about? See, they look like the fire is dead, but when you poke it, there's still some fire left in there.
Yes,
see, y'all got to let the devil know that I just need to shake myself. I still got some fire of the Lord still left in me. There's still a little strength in me. I may have to put on my glasses to see, but I thank God that I still can see a little bit. I may not walk as fast as I used to walk, but I thank God that I'm still walking. I may not be able to do some of the things that other people can do, but whatever I can do, I thank God for it. Does there anybody in this room this morning want to just praise God with the little strength that you do have? You ain't got a whole lot. You may not do like others do, but with the little bit that you do have, how many want to give the Lord all that you have? Give his name the glory. All of these forces. The Bible says in Psalms 103, bless the Lord,
yes, sir.
O my soul, and all that is within me. So you got to ask yourself, what's in me? Watch now, because somebody might get thrown. You got to ask yourself, what's in me? Why I can't bless the Lord? You got to ask yourself, what's in you? Do you have a praise in you? Do you have the knowledge of knowing who God is? Do you have an understanding to know that God deserves this? Do you have an understanding to know that God got you where you are? Do you have all these things, and when they do come together, you can just bless the Lord with all that you have and all that's within you. Not with what's going on around you, but what's going on in you. Do I have any witnesses in here? Is anything God working in the inner parts of anybody that they don't mind letting the devil know that I will bless the Lord at all times? His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify him. Oh, glorify him, because he is worthy. Anybody know him as worthy? Anybody know God as worthy of all the glory? As I conclude, we can see the picture forming together here. God does not want us to love him with just parts of our being, but rather with all. Everything. Every single moment, every single day.
Yes.
His great commandment for us is to love. Love. Although you do all these other things and you had not love, it profits nothing.
Yes, sir. Tell it.
Although you give your deeds and do for the poor, it profits you nothing. You may sing a song and you may play an instrument, but if you had not love, it profits you. Can I use another word? Zilch.
Yeah.
Zero. Naught, as Jethro Bodine would say. Naught from naught, leave naught. You get nothing. His great commandment is to be displayed, his own imminent love to us, in order that we will not be corrupt, nor will we corrupt others.
Yes.
Folk don't understand that. You corrupting other people when you are self-centered about yourself and not loving God the way he desires to be loved. Amen? If you receive that, tell God, thank you.